The ILO Country Director for Sustaining Competitive and Responsible Enterprise Score, Workplace Methodology in Training SMEs to Function Effectively, Kwamina Amwisi-Ando, says international donors have agreed to extend the program for another 4 years, beginning from January this year. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Country Director Amwisi-Ando said $1,070,000 has already been released to Ghana to continue the training on workplace functions at factories and organizations. He said the secret is the hard work of the Ghanaian team in executing the methodology. Mr. Amwisi-Ando said the phase two has already been started, and Ashanti, Bonafo, and the three northern regions will also benefit.
Core phase one, which was 4 years, ended on 31st December 2013. And luckily for us, the donors, the Swiss government and the Norwegian government, they have extended the project for another 4 years. So starting from 1st January 2014, we are going to exist again for the next 4 years up to 31st December 2017.
What is the secret in what you have achieved that your contract had to be extended?
Employing 50 to 250 to up to 300 employees and with proper management, and they have potential for growth. And we did this application supported by our National Tripartite Advisory Committee. I mean the government, the TUC and the Employers Association. And the donors readily accepted and opened the lid for us. So in 2012, we started training every enterprise manufacturer enterprise which qualify for SCORE, and the result has been fantastic. Currently we have trained 65 enterprises, and you know each training, each enterprise takes 12 weeks to finish. So if you have trained 65 enterprises in 2 years, you can imagine the amount of work that you have put. Ghana has been very successful in terms of trainers. We carefully selected our trainers who are very experienced people who have worked with enterprises and manufacturing enterprises with major companies like Unilever, Nestle, Guinness and other enterprises. They are engineers, HR managers, occupational health and safety managers who have a lot of experience and have time. 60% have been certified as qualified SCORE trainers by ILO, and it's also record in the whole world. So, and we, Ghana was there. I mean, even though we came 1 year late, we were the first country to get our trainers certified by ILO.
So how much is being rolled out to SCORE for the 4 year span?
At the moment, we have been given 1,070,000, and that is just for the beginning. We are planning to spend about $500,000 every year, but we have been given, currently we have 1,070,000 in our account.
If you say 1,070,000, is it in dollars, Swiss francs?
$1,070,000 in our account, and we were able to secure it only last week in our account, and the account has been opened. So starting from today, we'll be able to assess money for our activities starting from this month.
So what are we going to see in this new package?
In this new package, ILO itself, myself and my team, will not go to the enterprises and train, because we have got certified trainers who have trained 65 enterprises already, and they have also trained enterprises in all their five modules, module 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. In phase 2, we are going to work with our implementation partners.
When are you tentatively starting the training for the phase 2, and what regions are your target groups?
Started already. Currently, I think next 2 weeks, there will be 6 enterprises who have signed on to be trained. We are thinking that we have to move to other all parts of Ghana. And because it takes a lot of time and money to train and certify trainers, we are thinking of training, getting about 5 trainers certified in Kumasi who will take care of Ashanti and Bonaf region, then 5 trainers certified in Northern region.
Mr. Amwisi-Ando also spoke about the benefits of SCORE for the SMEs in Ghana.
SCORE simply means sustaining competitive and responsible enterprise. Sustaining competitive and responsible enterprise. And it came as a result of a study which proved that in the world, SMEs produce major part of employment for the world employee. And therefore, when the ILO study showed that the world is producing less employment avenues than the rate at which we are producing working people into the labor market, there was a need to increase employment. So we said that if SMEs can solve 80 to 90% of the problem, then where do you go? Then we go back to the SME and prepare them so that they'll be able to create more jobs. So ILO, out of about three different stages, factory improvement program and WISE, work improvement in small enterprises, and the other SME development program, with the experience that it got from all those programs, which Ghana was one of the pilots, the aim is to sustain those SMEs who are currently doing well, sustain what they are doing, and help them to grow and be competitive in such a way that they will be able to open up, grow, and employ more people.
Kwamina Amwisi Andor talking to George Ankara.